Sometimes life gives you no choice but to step away. Staying in that situation, relationship, or circle wasn't an option anymore. You had to make a decision for your own well-being, even if it was difficult. Moving on wasn't just something you chose, it was something you needed to do for yourself. You might find yourself torn now. One moment, you want to reach out and reconnect, and the next, you remind yourself that you're fine without them. Some days, you feel like shutting people out completely. That's okay. These ups and downs are part of healing. It's not a straight path, but every emotion you feel is valid. Allow yourself to go through these moments. They're helping you heal. If you've been blaming yourself for walking away, stop. Letting go doesn't mean you gave up. It means you recognized that you'd done all you could. Surrendering to what isn't a sign of weakness. It's an act of strength. Choosing yourself over situations or people that hurt you is how you protect your peace and grow. Your emotions matter. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Even if you feel like no one understands or you're walking this road alone, you're not. Many others are on the same path, and you are seen, heard, and understood. This message is a reminder to keep moving forward. You're not wrong for prioritizing your mental and emotional health. Whether this is a temporary separation or a permanent one, what matters most is focusing on what's right for you right now. You're stronger than you think, and healing is possible. We're all human, facing similar struggles and learning as we go. Perfection isn't the goal, it's growth. Let's leave the weight of the past behind and keep stepping toward a brighter future. You've got this. Sometimes relationships, friendships, or other connections demand more from you than they ever give back. You may have poured out your love, your time, and even your last ounce of energy, only to feel like it wasn't returned. That's not a reflection of your worth, but of the imbalance in those relationships. You were forced to step away for a reason. This is a moment of healing. Know that you're not alone in your journey. Let this be a reminder to give yourself grace, lean into rest, and recognize that walking away was an act of self-love. Keep moving forward. You deserve the peace ahead. Sometimes people see your strength, patience, and kindness, and assume you don't need anything in return. They think you can handle giving endlessly without expecting to be cared for in the same way. Maybe it's because you've always been someone who shows up, loves deeply, and gives selflessly. But even the strongest hearts crave love and acknowledgement too. You may have overextended yourself, pouring out love, patience, and effort, only to be met with little to no reciprocity. It's frustrating and painful, but sometimes the truth is that some people don't know how to give back to you. As you grow, heal, and strengthen your relationship with yourself and your faith, you begin to see that not everyone is equipped to meet you where you are. Your heart has always been pure, even before you fully understood your worth. You wanted everyone to feel loved and supported, so you gave your best. Unfortunately, some mistook your kindness for weakness or thought you were so strong that you didn't need love in return. But now you've realized it's time to let go. You've chosen to stop pouring into others who don't pour back into you. Whether this decision came from your own reflection or a spiritual nudge, you know it's time for separation. This doesn't mean it's forever. Some of these connections might return one day, but they'll need to come back with growth, healing, and new energy. For now, though, the separation is necessary. It allows both you and them to grow in different ways. Surrender to what is. You may not know how things will unfold, and that's okay. Allow yourself to feel the hurt, frustration, or anger. It's all part of healing. You've done the right thing by prioritizing your peace, and that's a strength worth celebrating. It's okay to feel hurt, angry, or frustrated. Let yourself feel those emotions, but don't settle in them. Let them pass through you so healing can begin. Keep moving forward, even when it's hard, and don't give up on showing up for yourself. You believed in the connection. You gave your heart to that friendship, relationship, or marriage. You invested your time, energy, and love because you cared deeply. But sometimes others sabotage what you've built together. Not because of you, but because they didn't feel worthy of what you were offering. They may have struggled with their own insecurities and couldn't meet you where you were. It's easy to get caught up in the illusion that things will work if you just keep giving. Many of us have been there, holding on to something we should have let go of long ago. We stay because we hope, we love, and we want things to improve. But sometimes, that very connection is something God is asking us to release. Not because you've failed, but because it's not meant for you in this season. Some people simply don't have the capacity to give you what you need. They need time to heal and grow on their own. Your constant giving won't fix what's broken in them. It's not your responsibility to carry them when they haven't built themselves up yet. In a world where love often feels fake and conditional, your genuine kindness and love may stand out as something unfamiliar to them. Not everyone knows how to receive such love, especially when they're consumed by their own struggles. Your role isn't to fix them, but to reflect the areas they need to work on, just as they might reflect areas for your growth. Trust the process and let go with love, knowing healing is for both of you. True love is about giving and receiving unconditionally. When you finally realize you are worthy of that kind of love, you awaken to your own value. You start questioning why you remain tied to situations or people that don't reflect that worth. That's when your lesson becomes clear, and it's time to step back and let things unfold. By staying in situations where you're constantly pulling others along, you're not helping them or yourself. You can't force someone to see their worth or grow before they're ready. Instead, you're holding yourself back, draining your energy, and delaying their process. Letting go isn't about abandoning them. It's about giving both of you the space to grow. Sometimes people aren't ready to match the love and care you've shown. It's not your job to carry them through their journey. They need to face their challenges and learn their lessons without leaning on you as a crutch. When you stay in the way, you might be unintentionally interrupting what they need to go through to heal and change. You've been a source of light and strength, but even that can overwhelm some people. Your presence might make them feel exposed, unsure of themselves, or intimidated. They may not know how to respond to your energy, leaving them feeling conflicted, drawn to you, but too afraid to let you in fully. That confusion can create distance, leaving you trying to bridge the gap. While you were busy loving, teaching, and showing up for them, you were being hurt in the process. You kept giving, but they weren't ready to receive or reciprocate. Now it's time to step away. This isn't rejection, it's redirection. Trust that letting go is part of the healing for both of you. Release them with love and focus on your own peace and growth. You truly wanted the best for them. You wanted them to grow and succeed. But staying too long, hoping to help them, began to take a toll on you. You sacrificed your peace, happiness, and even your well-being for their sake. Letting go wasn't about giving up on them. It was about choosing to protect yourself when the situation was no longer healthy. Releasing someone you care about is never easy, but it's necessary. It gives them the space to learn, heal, and grow, while giving you the chance to rediscover yourself. Use this time to reflect. Think about how you can set healthier boundaries and recognize when it's time to leave places, relationships, or situations that no longer serve you. Letting go of anger and frustration is just as important. Holding on to those emotions will only block you from the new opportunities waiting for you. Keep your heart open. Healing takes time, but each step brings you closer to the peace and joy you deserve.